Philip Sample, PA, Dr. D. Surgeon here. Today's date is 04/18/2022. The patient is for Mr. Ross Holland. Holland spells H-O-L-L-A-N-D. Ross spells R-O-S-S. Date of birth is 10/23/1956. This is a 65-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Patient stated that he was here on 13/18/2022 after a fall and was diagnosed with a muscle spasm and fall injury. He states that he still having some discomfort. He said his discomfort today is approximately 2 of 10, but whenever he exerts himself, for example, walking or lifting, pain goes to about 8 of the 10. Said he's supposed to return to work, but doesn't think he can do his work appropriately. Said he lifts a lot of stuff at work and think he would need until Thursday to feel a little better before he goes back. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogy were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies bladder or bladder dysfunction. He denies numbness or weakness in his legs. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 146/91. Pulse 103/18. Respiration. Temperature 97.7. Period. Next paragraph, back, no bony tenderness, no step off, no crepitus, full range of motion with mild discomfort. Next paragraph, lower extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. There's some antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is fall. Number two is muscle spasm. Next paragraph. Patient was given an extension of his current work excuse to return to work on Thursday. April 21, 2022, he was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He brought some forms, FMLA forms, for me to fill out. I complete those forms and give it back to patient. End of the patient.